There's a headline that says a multivitamin a day keeps a heart attack away.
Right. What's very important when you see a headline like this is actually to go to the actual study and see what the study said, because the article says that among 33,000 women that were followed in the study for 10 years, it was a Swedish study, the bulk of the women did not have heart disease or heart disease risk, but over 90% didn't, and the rest did. And they followed them for 10 years and saw which ones had heart attacks, which ones did not, and calculated what the risk was of the heart attacks, and also asked them a question in 1997, Steve, do you take a multivitamin? And that was it. They asked them at the beginning, do you take a multivitamin? Didn't ask what kind of multivitamin, didn't ask if they continue to take the vitamins, didn't measure any multivitamins, and yet came up with a conclusion that at the end of 10 years, those that said they took multivitamins 10 years ago had a lower risk of heart disease. This is a classic observational study within which the authors of this study say themselves that they need to do further studies using controlled trials, actually measuring whether someone is taking a vitamin compared to those taking a placebo, whether it actually makes a difference. Okay. So they don't know whether this actually means anything or not.
So I'll ask you the classic question that I would ask my doctor.
Yeah.
Do you take a multivitamin?
No.
And,
I don't.
And you don't think you have to because you are eating properly or what?
I'm eating properly. Vitamins in and of themselves, you know, aside from certain minerals that are lacking, that is for women, it's mainly iron, vitamin B12 sometimes because a lot of people won't or don't eat meat, don't eat very many eggs or drink milk. But other than that, and omega fatty acids, but other than that, there's no evidence to date when you look at all the other clinical trials. There's no evidence to date where the gold standard trial was done, randomized trials, that shows that taking a multivitamin does anything for you. When you compare what our diets are, if you're going to have a poor diet, which increases your risk of heart disease to begin with, taking that multivitamin is not going to stop that, and the evidence is borne out by the diabetes we're seeing and such. So I don't buy it until somebody actually shows me the evidence that it does anything for you.
Okay.